live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Play on caliber defense. Let's go. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sean McDermott Show, presented by ECMC and Kaleida Health, the official health care providers of the Buffalo Bills. I'm Steve Tasker, and I'm pleased to be joined once again by the head coach of the Bills, Sean McDermott. Sean, thanks for giving us some time.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the big win in New York for the second straight week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Good team win. Hard to win on the road. Hard to win, but hard to win on the road and then do it 2 weeks in a row at the same place. It's a little bit unique, you know, being on the road, but we took advantage of the opportunity to grow as a football team, spend time together, and really looked at it from a positive standpoint. You know, they weren't far trips. Not a lot of teams get that opportunity to spend some time early in the year, especially the first 2 weeks consecutively. So why not make the most of it?
You know, you've always had a growth mindset when you're your entire tenure here in Buffalo, and it really kind of showed up in week, a little microcosm, week one to week two. Turned the football over all over the place in week one, zero turnovers, and you were actually on the plus side of the turnover ratio for the game in week two. You got to be happy with that.
Oh, yeah. And to make that type of adjustment goes a long way, and we have to continue to do that. And so we try to double down on that after the game and making sure guys understand why we got the results we got, whether it's preparation during the week in terms of the work ethic, the study time, the communication, in this case, taking care of the football.
Well, your quarterback, Josh Allen, has made some strides. We talked about the growth mindset you have. He's completing 65% of his passes and showing some better decision-making. Of course, the offense has changed so much around him, but what's the next step for him?
I think consistency, really. It's to string a couple good games together, and why not this next game? Stack games one on top of the other and continue to learn. And that's the great thing about Josh is he's a student of the game. He wants to learn. He loves to learn from different people around our building and including these coaches, both Ken Dorsey and Brian Daboll and the other quarterbacks, which is neat. It's neat to watch and to watch his growth, watch his development on and off the field, and then the way he takes care or he's begun to really take care of the football, using his checkdowns, using his feet, has been fun to watch.
Well, one of the things we said, the offense is very different around him. He proved that there were 10 guys who caught passes from him this last Sunday. A little boost of confidence that, you know, he doesn't care where it's going as long as he finds somebody. How important is it that he spreads it around, and how difficult is that as a former defensive coordinator? How tough does that make it?
Yeah, it makes it really tough. It's a big challenge because, and I like it from the standpoint of Josh is forced to go through his reads. He's forced to go through his progression. You see a lot of quarterbacks out there, young ones in particular, who you know, see a receiver that's every play, they're waving their arm in the air saying, throw it to me, throw it to me, throw it to me. Well, Josh is going through his progression, getting the ball where it needs to be thrown to and on time for the most part. And so we just continue to grow. And as he grows, we'll grow on offense and we'll continue to get better.
One of the neat things to see in this last game against the Giants was they can tip your hat to them. They came out and kind of hit you in the mouth offensively right out of the gate. But your defense responded and really took control of the game from then on.
Yeah, that first drive was it kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit, but it wasn't unexpected because it was their home opener, and we knew that were going to come out with a lot of fire and energy, and they did, and give them credit. But we adjusted. Our players and staff did a phenomenal job of adjusting and really settling into just doing our job, and that's really what was going on in the first drive. We weren't doing our job, and so we were guessing a little bit, So we just settled in and played good old-fashioned Buffalo Bills-style defense.
And one of the things, the hidden stats about your defense this year has been your defensive linemen batting down balls. Five in the first game, five in the second game. Your defensive linemen batting those down, they go down as passes defense, but still a hidden stat that seems pretty important.
It is, because you never know where those passes were intended to go sometimes, and sometimes it was to an open receiver. Sometimes we felt like we had good coverage. But the one play in particular before half that Ed Oliver batted up in the air, and Trent Murphy comes around from the backside. Great effort play. I don't care if you're an NFLer or if you're a Pee Wee Pop Warner football player. That's a great effort play and fun to watch.
Well, one of the things, concerns coming into the Giant game was Taron Johnson had gone down with an injury, and it wasn't just him being sidelined with putting another player in. You really had a platoon effort to replace Taron Johnson and really show the quality of the depth that you have in your defensive backfield.
Yeah, that was also fun to watch. You know, these guys prepared. Taren went down, and we had Saran Neal go in. Then Saran and Dean Marlar prepared, and then we added Kevin Johnson into that mix. So it's by committee, and each one of them took their own piece of the equation and piece of the pie. And then they also, all three of them, have special teams responsibilities as well. So fun to watch those guys put the team first, but also get themselves ready to play.
Sean, we'll see you later in the show for your final thoughts, but thanks for giving us some time here.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right.
Chopping Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show. Once again, we're going to go down to the tail of the tape this week, look at the video from last week's game against the Giants, and of course, we'll bring in our good friend Eric Wood onto the show. Eric, thanks for being here. We're going to look back at the Giants game, big fella, and then we're going to look ahead to the Cincinnati game. Are you up for it?
Let's do it. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, awesome. Last week, the Bills against the Giants spread the football all over the place, and it started too. They had three touchdowns on the ground, with Josh Allen scoring again. He scores in the exact same end zone he did against the Jets, same corner of the end zone, same direction, except this time the play was designed for him to run it in.
I'm not a huge fan of designed quarterback runs in the NFL unless they are down in the red zone where you're thinking touchdown or it's a critical third down play just because you want to limit the shots on your quarterback. I thought this was an incredible call, an incredible design. And on this play, Josh Allen does a great job of using his athleticism to get out there. But out in front of him, you have two pulling offensive linemen. So you have John Feliciano and Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse is a great cut block, almost gets two. I'll give him credit for two because Ogletree hit the ground as well. So he gets two guys down on the cut block. Feliciano with a nice little dance at the end of the play there. And Frank Gore out leading the way. Doesn't have to do too much work here because the offensive line cleans it all up. But Josh Allen goes in unscathed to the end zone. And I absolutely love that play call.
Lastly, we've got this play. It technically counts as a touchdown pass, but Brian Daboll once again finds a way to get Isaiah McKenzie into some space on the edge.
He does, and I love that it counts as a pass because I'm one of those guys that says Josh Allen is definitely going over 60% this year passing and hopefully closer to 65, just like in week one. But a great play design here. So here he brings Isaiah McKenzie again on the jet sweep motion, and it comes with a play fake to the running back as well. The soft toss allows Isaiah McKenzie to not have to break stride at all. And again, you saw trips to one side and they're attacking that open side of the field when all the numbers for the Giants are over on the Bills' right-hand side. And out in front of this one, which I absolutely love, is you have Knox, their tight end, known more as a receiver, super athletic rookie out of Ole Miss, third rounder, but he's out there doing the dirty work. He's out there making a block for the touchdown on Jabril Peppers, who's a great safety in his own right. So great play design again by Brian Daboll and great execution by the Buffalo Bills.
Good stuff, Eric. Now let's transition into our week 3 opponent, Cincinnati. They've struggled to get the running game going consistently in the first 2 weeks, so most of their offense has fallen on the shoulders of Andy Dalton, but he's found a big play threat in the speedy receiver, John Ross.
He has, and when you say it's fallen on Andy Dalton, he's delivered. He's thrown for over 700 yards so far through 2 weeks. And here, as I was watching this game, this comes after a big play. A lot of times when teams get big plays or turnovers and they're on the opponent's side of the field, they'll take a shot towards the end zone. A lot of times it comes off of play action. Here it comes off of a flea flicker. And here you get the Bengals now doing the fake jet sweep motion. Then you hand it off to Bernard, back to Dalton, and he hits Ross. And where Ross starts on this play, he starts in the slot and he runs a wheel route and the outside receiver clears out the field. And that's just an extremely tough matchup for a linebacker out there in space.
Lastly, let's talk about the pressure that a guy that runs a 4.240 can have on a defense. Ross is one of those low 4.240 guys, and it's really rare to have a guy like that on the field.
Yeah, John Ross shows off here why you always have to respect where he's at on the football field, because this is not a long completion like we saw before. This is a 15-yard toss, but it shows. And now this is at the end of the game. This is against some backups in there for the 49ers. But he's able to show you what he can do with the ball in his hands. Even on a not long throw, he can take it the distance.
Thanks for your thoughts on the team's performance versus the Giants, Eric. We're definitely excited to see if they can carry this momentum in against Cincinnati in the home opener on Sunday. We'll see you out there at the stadium.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Bills coming home 2-0. The fans will definitely show up. It's going to be a fun one.
All right, Eric, thanks.
Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment.
I'm Maddie Glab here with this week's Game Preview. The Buffalo Bills are heading into their home opener 2-0 and will take on the Cincinnati Bengals in week 3.
The Bills go to 2-0, first time they've started the season with two consecutive victories, and they're coming home.
The AFC North foe comes to New Era Field 0-2 after losing 41-17 against the 49ers in week 2. Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton has the second most passing yards in the league with 729 through 2 games and 4 touchdowns. Dalton has also been sacked the second most times with 9 sacks. Cincy wide receiver John Ross has the most receiving yards in the league with 270 through 2 weeks. The Bengals have had success through the air, but on the ground, the team has rushed for a league-worst 59 yards to start the season. Cincinnati will try to recover from giving up 572 yards on defense against San Francisco.
We built for the grind, baby. Just keep getting better each and every week. Bills on 3. 1, 2, 3.
For the first time ever, Buffalo opens their season with all 6 of their touchdowns coming on scoring drives of 70 or more yards.
Rolls right, still looking downfield, fires downfield, caught at the 27-yard line by John Brown.
Second-year quarterback Josh Allen is 11 of 15 on third downs, completing 73.3% of his third-down passes. Through 2 games, Allen's completion percentage is 64.2%. That's up more than 10% from last year. On defense, the Bills currently rank 10th in third-down defense. Opposing offenses have converted on just 10 of 29 attempts on third down. On Sunday, Buffalo is looking to keep their perfect record while Cincinnati is trying to get their first win of the season. Steve, back to you.
All right, thank you, Maddie. And we're back here with Sean McDermott to get some final thoughts before you head into this game with the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, I wanted to ask you, I've walked down that tunnel on a home opener, and I know it's different. Do you have a special message for these guys that maybe haven't done that here in Buffalo? Yeah, they played a preseason game, but this is different. Do you have a special message for those guys?
Well, we'll talk about that the night before the game, but you know, one of the things we've talked about since we've come here as a staff is defending our dirt. Sure. And knowing how important that is and the blood, sweat, and tears that so many have poured onto that field and in that stadium, and the sacrifice that our fans make to support us, the sacrifice that our families and friends make to support us, and I think that goes a lot into the defending the dirt type of mantra, Steve. And so when we take that field, it means something.
All right, so you're 2-0 on the season. It's early, obviously early in the season. But what are obviously the fans are excited about that. But what are the encouraging signs for you about this particular squad?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the biggest thing that stands out to me, obviously we're 2-0, but the biggest thing that stands out to me more than anything is the heart and the nucleus of our team. Is these guys are very close. They enjoy spending time together. They seem to play as hard as anybody around the league. I don't know. I haven't looked at every game this year to this point. But these are a group of guys that love to prepare, love to work at it, and to get the results that they've gotten early on is really a credit to their preparation and the coaches as well.
Sean, thanks for that, and thanks to you at home for joining us here on the Sean McDermott Show. We'll be back next week to recap the Cincinnati Bengals game and look ahead to the Week 4 matchup with the New England Patriots. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Sean McDermott Show is sponsored by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment. And by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese, the official cheese of the Buffalo Bills.